Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
From the 713, OMG, I was so confused when I heard Paul when I turned on 610. I miss when Paul had a late night nerd show with producer Josh.
Yeah,
is that a slight or is that actually?
No, it was nerdy, dude.
Okay, all right.
You had a segment called Nerd It Up.
Right. We would do as if we were talking about a Texans game on a Sunday. We would do deep dives into every single Game of Thrones episode when they came out. And we would talk about, like, what does this mean for the Lannister clan, you know?
Oh, so the off-air conversation
we just
had. Do
they need to fire Tywin? It was stuff like that. We did this on the air because it was late at night and we kind of just screwed around.
Sure.
Had a lot of freedom. So, yeah, it was with Ryan with Josh Beard for a bit. Then it was with Ryan Rocket
Rocket.
And also Figgy would sub in from time to time, too.
Yeah.
It was fun. Yeah, I remember that. That was when I was advocating that Jimmy Garoppolo is good, and you're all idiots. You can't see it. Aged very well.
I was like, update. Where are you? Where do you stand at this moment, Paul Gallant?
I'm a lot more self-aware. Than
okay.
I was
where
back
the
then.
Hell is he? Is he still with?
Ain't he in Las Vegas?
Is he with the Rams?
Nah. Ain't he with the Raiders?
I think he's with the Rams.
Or is he with the Rams?
I think there was a chance that if Matt Stafford didn't play Week One, that they would have.
Yeah, because Kenny Pickett with the Raiders.
That's right. Neither of those teams in the JV. At least
damn shame what they did to that dog.
It is. All right. Let's talk about this Texas team, 2-4 now, and this 2-4 is a lot different than the 3-3 that was the possible if you would come out and, you know, frankly, not shown your ass. On that field at Lumen Field on Monday. But unfortunately, this is where you live in. This is the area that, in fact, we were talking about yesterday standings-wise. You are 10th in the AFC, sandwiched nicely between, I believe it was the, who was just ahead of you? I know the Cincinnati Bengals were right below the Cincinnati Bengals as currently held.
Who have a pulse with Joe Flacco. Look at you. You're looking up at a team that actually seems like it has a chance towards the end of the year if they get Joe Burrow back. And they're quarterbacked by Joe Flacco.
I don't want to go that far, but they got a win with Joe Flacco, so I can't talk too crazy about him. And then you're just ahead of the Las Vegas Raiders and Cleveland Browns, who have the same record. Like, this is the territory that you exist in. In fact, we'll talk a little bit about that more in a different light later on in the program. However, the question has to come up. Has to. Especially in light of the way that they decided to operate on Monday, crazily. Is it time to consider selling, right? Again, you are, a week and a half away, or 2 weeks rather, away from the trade deadline, November 4th? And I know football is not baseball in this regard, where like you're full buyers or sellers. NFL trade deadline ends up being a little bit more nuanced. But do they have to consider like making moves that would then look forward as you're 2-4 and, you know.
Seller kind of moves.
Yeah, seller
trading
type moves.
Trading for picks.
Yeah.
So I think it's morally wrong in football to tank. I
strong
tell,
agree. God bless
tell,
you, Paul Gallant.
I can tell that you felt the same way.
God bless you.
It's ridiculous that it has been enabled. It's the Philadelphia 76ers-ification.
Trust the process.
They exactly. Lit 4 years on fire. Sam Hinkie is a criminal to me. That you light 4 years on fire. Because also, the sleight of hand is, well, we were planning on being bad. Mm-hmm. So this is all part of the process. All failures were just a part of what we were doing.
And it ferments loser juice, as I call it.
And what did that get them?
Because, hey, it's okay, Joel Embiid. You don't have to be in shape. You just have to be in shape when we're good. Hey, Ben Simmons, you don't really have to work on anything. Hell, go on a mental health break for 5 years. It's okay. And it ferments and it turns your operation into something that's not good. So I really hate the idea of tanking. I also don't like the idea that, hey, if I get a pick for a player, I'm going to nail that pick. And then I'm just going to look at it from the realistic perspective, Reggie. Right now, this team is certainly thinking about its job. Nick Caserio is, D'Amico Ryan's to a lesser extent, but there are people in this building that if they're going to do anything, they're going to add. And I wonder if they do decide to make a move, given that they still seem hesitant to put some of the young players out there who I think have earned playing time. Specifically, I'd point to Jalen Knoll. Jaden Higgins was open a bunch last night or on Monday night as well. But if you like veterans, is it maybe that they need to go after a veteran player of some sorts on offense?
But at that point, what's the point of your acquisition? Because you did acquisition for these young players thinking that you would utilize them. I think like my mother would be, frankly, just appalled. You got food at home, right? Like you out here talking about McDonald's. I see that spaghetti in there. Get in there and eat it, right? That spaghetti being Jalen Knoll, who you had to basically fall ass backwards into giving him the football, and he ended up being one of the few people that created separation, you were able to get the ball to. I don't know how much you consider the separation, because I know you said that Jaden Higgins was open, and that was at the period of time that I have of the game, rather, that I have described as running out of place, when they were just out here like, all right, run deep, I got you.
Do you play NFL Blitz?
I actually kind of hate NFL Blitz.
Okay, fair
but
enough.
But I have played it for sure.
So there's a certain point. If you're playing a sports video game and things aren't going well, you're just going to chuck it deep. So there's like the four verticals.
Oh, 100%.
I saw some people posting Madden plays online in the middle of Monday Night Football. But there's this play in NFL Blitz, and I just call it every single play. It was called Da Bomb. D-A space B-O-M-B. And that one three-play sequence at the very end of the game, like it felt like C.J. Stroud was just like, screw it. I'm just going to chuck it deep, and maybe we'll get a Hail Mary or a pass interference or something like that.
They had vertical routes on like four straight plays, mm-hmm. one of which was invalidated due to, was it a penalty, or did they just not okay the ball or whatever?
I don't want to remember. How about that?
That is fair. But give us forget juice.
I
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm looking at how they use the young players, and at a certain point, you got to trust him. You drafted him the second and third round. Jalen Knoll belongs on a football field. I think Higgins has shown promise when he's been given opportunities, and they're going away from it. And I wonder, you know, I just for the life of me cannot understand why Braxton Berrios got more snaps after barely playing all year than Jalen Knoll did on Monday night.
Especially when, because in theory, right, in a vacuum, you can sell me on the idea of this particular offense, which I'm sure people are sick of hearing me mention that specifically, but this particular offense, the slot receiver has options and you know, they have to make decisions where they read the field, they know the playbook incredibly well, and you might be inclined to believe that a veteran has a better grasp on how to make those decisions. And then I look at the actual play, and Braxton Berrios has at least one that I recall vividly where he's on the outside on the right side. I think there was a motion that made him the outside man on the right side. Still a pretty condensed split where he goes and he runs a hook and he does not create separation. And it seemed like CJ was expecting him to break out. And I'm like, well, then what's the bleeping point, right? Yeah. If you're not going to make the right decision as the veteran guy, which maybe you were not given the right foundation to make the right decision, seeing as you have been a healthy scratch for a few weeks here, then why did you go and do that? Why did you decide to have a lot of rotation at left guard? Why did you decide to have Braxton Berrios return punts? Like, why did you decide to do any of these things? Again, it all comes back to there's real questions on the way that they're implementing them. But at the very least, I don't get this unwillingness to use Noel.
No, I don't either. And Noel should have played more. To what you're saying about Berrios, okay, like you haven't been in the offense at all. Why are you on the field? Is it because Nick Cayley was with the Patriots and Berrios started his career with the Patriots way back in the day and Nick Caserio was back there? Like, it's weird favoritism that is also a D'Amico Ryans problem, but could be the Patriots part of this organization problem too.
I hadn't really brought it to the D'Amico Ryans favoritism issues as well.
Oh, I mean, that's the Derek Stingley thing going on right now. That's what this is. Him calling out Derek Stingley. I remember when D'Amico first came in here, it did not feel like D'Amico was the biggest Derek Stingley Jr. believer. And then he became one, but now, I don't know, maybe he's fallen out of favor with them. Because D'Amico does have his guys, and all coaches have their guys. It's not an exclusive thing, but, you know, he would freeze people out, like, you know, a Steven Nelson, a C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
Sure.
They're out very quickly. Definitely a little bit different with those guys versus a Stingley. But to bring it back to talking about maybe adding in some sort of offensive weapon.
100%, because that was what I was thinking is, again, I hear you on the don't sell. But then where do you buy if you buy that's actually going to make a tangible impact, especially if we're talking about this being decision-making issues here?
Tyler Lockett. It seems like
you're
the Tennessee
sold on
Titans.
This.
Look, I at this point, screw it. Christian Kirk's, it's been a failure. The injury problem that he had in Jacksonville, it's happening again here. You need to have, if you feel as an offense that you got to have some sort of veteran guy in here, then a guy in Tyler Lockett, who's definitely not the Tyler Lockett of old.
No,
but a
not
guy,
at all.
But I'm not going to hold his numbers in Tennessee against him. That's a disastrous situation.
Would you like to hold his numbers in Seattle against him?
Look, I know. Believe me, I know he's on. I know he's going down.
Fair enough.
Do understand that. What I'm saying is that when Tyler Lockett was good, this is a guy that was a surprising deep threat considering his height. And was a guy that could get open in short range. If he's on waivers right now because the Titans are essentially just going to release him, you got to at the very least make a phone call. If you are a team that believes that you need to have veteran receivers out there. But I think that we both agree it is time to let Jaden Higgins and Jalen Noel go do their thing. I'm tired of seeing the veteran players getting phased in there that don't seem to have a place in the NFL long term. Dario Gunbowale, Braxton Berrios. Come on, put the young guys in, let them cook.
I mean, his separation, his ability to get average separation has gone down and down. But I hear you in the context of you're not saying that he's great, but is this something that you can kick the tires and find somebody? The problem I have with it, though, is, again, that feels like it's somewhat in line with the Braxton Berrios. Well, you have someone who's a veteran, and that means that they'll be able to grab this offense. And right now, the offense, again, seems like it's unnecessarily complex while also not providing answers, right? Nothing is easy for C.J. Stroud, and not trying to absolve C.J. Stroud of his issues because you talked about Higgins being open, and maybe those were tough throws to make, but it's not like he got anywhere close to making those at that juncture.
He's missing them, and he's not seeing them.
But there's not easy answers here.
No.
And then dropping Tyler Lockett in doesn't feel like an opportunity for easy answers.
It's one of those things where if I'm trying to operate with their mindset.
Yeah, fair enough.
And if I'm operating with their mindset, try that. But I think everybody that follows this team is wondering, wait a second, so Jalen Noel looks good as a punt returner, and you're taking him out from being punt returner.
That's right.
Monday night, Braxton Berrios slips and falls on his face in one of the returns that he makes afterwards. It did happen. And you're also taking him off the field on offense. And still, despite having less snaps than Braxton Berrios, he has, what, 4 catches for nearly 80 yards or so? So how does that make any sense?
It doesn't. That's the answer.
Okay.
Like, we don't have to. It doesn't. It doesn't. Let's see if they can start making smart decisions this week. Who are they playing against? Is it anybody of any real repute? Oh, the San Francisco 49ers.
There's going to be a lot of Reddit in our
game. Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including the NBA was back but in a different way. Back on NBA on NBC, how did you appreciate the experience? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.